Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we are, Shai Tuttle, Saints defensive lineman, in the house here at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. I'm Christian Garrick. It is the American Bank and Trust Players Show. Saints undrafted rookie free agent Shai Tuttle is in the house. Shai, how are you, man? And thanks for coming out.
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You can tell the Hoodat Nation. If you've learned one thing in your first year, the Hoodat Nation goes wherever you guys go.
Yeah.
They will be there to support you guys.
Very, very appreciative, supportive group. I appreciate y'all.
Did your uncle pull that mic a little bit closer? Did your uncle play for the Clemson national championship team?
Yeah, yes, sir. He was a part
of the
team.
And he went on to play in the NFL?
Yeah, for a couple of years.
Uncle Perry, right?
Was it?
So did you consult him at all when you were going through this process?
Yeah, I talked to him. I leaned on him for advice. But, he, during, like, the college decision and stuff, but he told me it was, like, my decision to do what I felt comfortable.
All right, so let's go back. Let's start early childhood. When did you start playing football?
Really, like, third grade? Yeah,
really?
Third grade.
Later than normal.
Yeah. We had a weight limit at my elementary school. I went to Midway, too. Can I clarify something?
Sure.
All right. It says that I'm from Welcome, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm actually from Midway, North Carolina.
Midway, North Carolina.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a small town right beside it, though.
Okay. So, all right. I'm glad you had that clarification. So, third grade, right? And then they had a weight class.
Yeah.
Were you always a bigger guy, a bigger kid?
Always was an offensive, defensive lineman. We had this little thing where if you was over like 130 pounds, you had to wear a big triangle on your back or on the back of your helmet. Signified.
I've coached in leagues like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the weight limits because I think that I've coached in leagues that don't have a weight limit and leagues that do. There's some pretty athletic big guys that can play running back, and you're kind of shutting them out of an opportunity.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you lobby for that a lot?
I tried to get under the weight limit, but it ain't never worked out.
I got you. So from the moment you put on a pair of pads, you were playing along the O or D lines.
Yeah, and then middle school, I played with D end and tight end.
Okay, and so then, you did get to play a little skill position player.
Yeah.
Did you catch a lot of footballs as a tight end?
A little bit. We was running it a lot, but when they did throw it to me, I caught it.
There you go. All right, so started playing in third grade. Mom and dad had no reservations about it? Like, they were cool with it?
Yeah, my mom, she was, she grew up playing sports and everything, so she was excited when it came for her time for her kids to play. So she was for it.
All right, so middle school, and you end up going – where did you end up going to high school?
North Davidson High School. It's
all right.
Small. You ever heard of Lexington, North Carolina?
No, I lived in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, not too far from Wilmington. Is that in the same region?
Wilmington Mountains and like Winston-Salem, Lexington is
okay.
In the middle, literally the middle of North Carolina.
All right, so you went to a smaller high school?
Yeah.
And so were they a football school? Were they known for being a good football program?
Yeah, for sure. We was pretty good during my time in high school. We still pretty good, you know. Good guys coming out of there.
Was it like 1A, 2A? How did they do it in North Carolina?
It was a 4A. And then, I graduated like, 4A, like 1,200 students throughout the school. But then a couple years after I graduated, it switched over. There was another school built, so it lowered down like 2A.
Okay.
Yeah, and now they're.
So you played defensive line there. At one point, did you maybe think, hey, I got a shot to go play college football?
To be honest, I don't want to sound like rude, but I always believed in myself, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, like, when did it become like, okay, yeah, for real, you know what I mean?
I would say after my freshman year, my high school coach, like, first game, he sat me down. I had a pretty good game. He sat me down and told me, like,
you keep this up.
Yeah.
You got a chance.
Ever since then.
Who was the most influential coach prior to maybe getting into the pros in your life? Whether it's a position coach, a coordinator, a head coach, maybe it's a little league coach. I don't know. Who's the most influential coach you've had in your life?
What's crazy is I've had, like, some pretty good coaches throughout my years. But, like, high school, I had really all of them. Like, if I was there, I was raised by a single mom. So, if I need anything or, like, when I took college trips, my head coach, he drove me around. Drive me to these places and stuff. So, and my cousin, you know, I had a good D-line coach too. So they all helped me out.
Your cousin was your D-line coach?
Nah, he was a coach on the staff. My head coach, Mark Holcomb, he helped me a lot. Ty Tuttle, he's my cousin. Okay. He's a running back coach. He helped me out. And my D-line coach, Coach Rob, those three helped me out a lot. And really all the coaches, to be honest.
High school, now we start getting into college. How many schools were really getting after you, recruiting you, and what ultimately made you the decision to land in Tennessee?
Really, I was thinking about, like, three schools. It was either going to stay at home, North Carolina, NC State, or Tennessee. And, I just had a good relationship with the D-line coach there, Coach Stripp. He was a good coach, and I liked what he was doing. And I had some friends on the team, too. Like, it wasn't too far from home.
Sure.
And I could make the drive back on the weekend.
So you were on the team when Alvin Kamara was a volunteer, right?
Yeah, we came in at the same time, actually.
Okay, so what did it surprise you to see him have the success that he had as an NFL running back, given what you saw at Tennessee?
Nah, like, he came in, he flashed on the scene, and he's doing then what he was doing now, you know?
So your time at Rocky Top, Tennessee, and did you start right away as a freshman, or did you redshirt?
Actually, I played early, and then I got hurt six games in.
Yeah.
And same thing happened my second year also.
Yep, I remember that.
Yep.
Do you think that was a little bit of a reason as to maybe why teams didn't draft you, because they didn't have enough on you, you know, over the course of 4 years? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, really. I try not to think about it. You know, what it is at this point, but maybe. Everybody can say maybe,
sure,
or what if.
Sure. But nonetheless, you ended up, like, I'm sure Sean has said this. They don't really care how you arrive. You're in the building. It doesn't matter if you were drafted number one overall or the last pick in the draft or the first undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
I'm sure he said that. So when you went undrafted, and that process, I'm sure is interesting. But who called you from the Saints and said, "Hey, we want to give you a contract"?
It was like, it's weird, like, the process of the draft. So it's like, oh, if you go undrafted, it's like kind of like high school recruitment all over again, like, but it's weird in a much larger scale. But I talked to the D-line coach, Coach Nielsen.
Mm-hmm. He called you originally?
Yeah.
And did you study, hey, like, you know, this in particular, this is a group that is – I can help provide some depth and make the roster, where it's, you know, they've got some good players, but I can also go in there and help as well.
I mean, yeah. Like you said, we got Sheldon Rankin, Malcolm Brown, Cam Jordan. Like, shoot, it was just like, dang.
I want to
go play with those guys.
You guys have eight defensive linemen that have played, I think, at least 21% of the snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got a rotation going on right now that's – it's pretty strong.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great group of guys to be around, learning from. Like, I'm a rookie. I get to line up beside Cam Jordan, Sheldon Rankin, David Onyemata, Marcus Davenport, Stalwart. Like, it's crazy.
Who's been the biggest mentor to you in that D-line group?
Well, Malcolm, really, Malcolm, David, and Sheldon, Stalwart. Like, all the interior guys, mm-hmm. like D-tackles, you know, they're very helpful, you know.
We've had this show, this is what, going into week seven now. We've had three defensive linemen at the show this year. So it's been D-line heavy. You guys are representing quite well. Shy Tuttle, Saints rookie defensive lineman, here on the American Bank and Trust Players Show. We'll continue live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie on WWL. Back here with Saints defensive lineman, Shy Tuttle, out of University of Tennessee. Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Come on out. You get a picture taken or an autograph with Shy Tuttle. Be here till 6:30, and phone lines are open as well at 504-260-1870. Shy, I want to kind of get to know you, the human being, not just a football player, you, the human being. So are you kind of a comedy guy? Hey, let's get that mic a little bit closer. Are you your genre of choice when it comes to a movie? Do you like action, comedy, drama? What's your choice?
You know, I like action. I like all action, comedy, and a little bit of drama. I don't really like scary movies.
Don't like horror movies?
I don't watch them. Nah.
No. You mentioned you were raised by a single mother. And I would imagine you're very close to your mother, right? So
yeah.
When you got into the NFL, what was that phone call like, or anything like when you were able to call your mother and say, "Hey, I made the Saints."
Yeah, you know, she was happy. She had some joyful tears, and she was excited for me. But, I mean, I can't say it was a surprise to her because, like, all throughout it, she was, like, she believed in me. She very, like, I appreciate her.
What, has she been to a game yet?
She hasn't. She has actually never flown, so that
she's
process.
Never flown.
Nah. My mom.
Funny Put her thing, on a train.
Funny thing about my mom, she don't know how to drive. Like, she can't drive. She very old school, I say. Don't fly, drive, take the bus.
So, put her on a train, man.
Train? How long a train?
I don't know, from North Carolina. I don't know, but, I mean, it's not too bad. One day.
Okay. She would do that.
Yeah, get her on a train. Have you, and I know you don't have to answer this, but have you done anything for her since you arrived in the NFL? Got her something? Nice gift, something like that?
A little bit, but, you know, big surprise coming. Or, I mean, I haven't saw her yet since I made the team, so, you know.
Did I hear you right? You got a big surprise for her, though?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Not, let me reword it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to take care of her. That's what I'm going to say.
That's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. That's a good son. So, getting back to some of the stuff, so you like a little comedy, a little action in movies. What's the best movie you've seen to date? Your favorite movie?
I say my favorite movie would probably be Friday.
Friday?
New movie just came out. I like Joker. Joker, a good movie.
Marcus Davenport said that last week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go check that out.
You should.
I'm not a big theater guy. Like, I'll wait till it comes out on HBO. I'm cheap that way, you know, all that stuff. But I don't always love the movie experience.
Yeah.
Any siblings?
Yeah, I got one older brother.
Older brother?
Yeah.
Has he been to a game?
He hasn't. He's back at home. He hasn't, but.
That's in the works as well?
Yeah, I'm going to get my family down here soon.
What's your favorite thing about New Orleans? I know you haven't been here long, but what do you just love about New Orleans?
The food.
Of course. Predictable answer from a big guy.
Yeah.
You got a favorite dish?
I really like the char-grilled oysters. Like, I could eat probably 50 of the things, I think.
50 char-grilled oysters? Have you attempted that yet?
I ate 18, like, no problem last week. And I was like, I could really eat more of these.
You know they have contests down here, right? Eating contests.
I might have to look
Are you gonna,
into that.
Is Shy Tuttle going to appear in one of those contests?
I might have to look into that.
That'd be good. That'd be fun to see. Shy Tuttle, Saints defensive lineman here on the American Bank and Trust Players Show. Got a question? Feel free at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. So you've proven that you like to eat. What about have you checked out any of the music, jazz, anything like that?
I haven't, not yet.
Are you – is that something you're thinking about doing?
Well, I get some time, I'm going to go explore.
Sure. I know it's all football right now. I get it. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you've gone out there prior to when you've had a little time to maybe go check out the sights and scenes of New Orleans, I'm sure you'll get around to it. All right, we'll continue here on the American Bank and Trust Players Show with Saints rookie defensive lineman Shy Tuttle. This is Saints Radio WWL. Along with Shy Tuttle of your New Orleans Saints defensive lineman here on the American Bank and Trust Players Show live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Shy Tuttle hanging out with us, been here with us about 30 minutes. We'll be here till 6:30 tonight with Shy. And your upbringing, so your mom, was she pretty stringent on you guys as far as rules? She was tough, or was she?
Yeah, she was. I'm sure anybody with who grew up with a single parent knew how mom, you know, it's tough love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she did a great job, though.
Do you have, like, when you have some time off, or, you know, maybe during a Tuesday, I know you guys pretty much grind 7 days a week, but when you have a little time, what do you like to do to kind of just escape football? Everybody has to have that in their life where it can't be 100% all the time. What do you do?
I play video games.
All right.
I'm a big gamer.
I figured that as much. Given your age, that's about par for the course. What's your favorite?
These past few years, I say for going on about a year, I've been on Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
I have a 20-year-old son that is a big gamer as well. And one of his goals, he wants to be a producer of the game. He wants to, help, I guess, create games.
Mm-hmm.
He's, I forgot what he's on. I think he's, is it, hold on, what's the war game?
Call of Duty?
That's it. Yeah. He's all over that.
I got a new Call of Duty coming out. I ain't a big Call of Duty fan. I either play Madden, Fortnite, or a little bit of 2K.
I'll play Madden. It's about the only game I'll play on PlayStation. Every once in a while, he and I will sit down and have a little, and my middle son, we might sit down and have a little round robin tournament, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Don't beat my middle son. He will lose his mind. He's a little uber competitive.
That's funny. I got a little cousin that's like that. When he was little, he used to lose it playing video games.
I don't understand it. It's just a video game. I'm like, dude, relax, man. It's just a game.
Yeah.
So do you, you're playing Madden. Do you use a controller yourself?
Like
you, Shy Tuttle?
I did it a couple.
You did?
I've done it. Yep. I mean, it's crazy. I looked up there and saw my name, so I had to play with myself and myself in.
That had to be pretty neat, right? Here you are, probably having played that game your whole life, and hoping and thinking maybe one day my name will be in there. I'll have Shy Tuttle in there, and then now you're in the game.
Exactly. But I mean, it's just a crazy experience. But yeah, I played with myself. It's pretty
all right,
cool.
So. Did you boost your ratings?
Nah, I ain't do that.
Okay, good. Good. I know some people have those cheat codes, you know what I mean? And they'll boost their ratings.
Yeah.
That ain't fair. When you're making somebody that's a 75, all of a sudden they're a 95. It's like, come on.
Yeah, man.
It takes the realness out of the game.
They gave me a 62. That could be up a little bit, but
you'll get there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you mentioned your graduating class is pretty close, pretty tight-knit. How many of those guys are – sending you words of encouragement or, hey, man, we're pulling for you. Go get them. That kind of stuff.
I'm from a small town, and it's everybody know everybody. So I got a bunch of hometown support, high school support, a bunch of friends reach out to my mom or tweet at me or get on Facebook. See some stuff. My mom be telling me she sees stuff on Facebook all the time. I don't see it, but if they listen, then I tell them I appreciate it. I mean, keep sending it.
@King_Tut90 is where you can find Shy Tuttle on Twitter. I like the creativeness, man. King Tut. That's pretty well played. I'm always looking for those alliterations, man. Those are nice. And you had a communications degree from Tennessee. So any chance, already thought of 15, 20 years from now, getting into broadcast or anything like that?
Not right now. I'm camera shy.
You're camera shy? Come on.
Nah.
You play in front of 80,000 people every Sunday.
Put my mask on.
So we're not going to ever see you run out of the tunnel without your helmet on then? Because a lot of these guys are getting FaceTime because they don't have, getting ready for the game, pregame introductions.
Yeah, that's the goal. But, I don't know. I couldn't see myself doing broadcasting.
Who has the best of a D-line? Who has the best sack celebration? As you see it, the shake of Sheldon.
I like Sheldon's. Carl's threw me off.
What was Carl's?
He did the worm.
He did the worm.
Carl's threw me
Carl
off.
Carl Granderson.
Cam, he got a classic.
Yeah, but, stacking levels.
I think I like Sheldon's, yeah.
The Sheldon shimmy?
Uh-huh.
Cam did it. I don't know if you saw it, but I'm sure you probably did. I liked how Cam did the sack, the stack and the levels, and then the handlebar mustache.
Hey, Cam always trolling. He's funny. He's very funny.
Who's the most serious one in the D-line group?
Serious. I mean, we all take it pretty serious.
No, I'm talking about that's just always, maybe hardly ever cracks a smile.
The crazy thing about D-linemen is I feel like
y'all strike me as comedian types.
I feel like it's always, at Tennessee, it was the same way, a bunch of goofy guys. I feel like it's that, across everywhere, how D-linemen are. Kind of all the same, but not really,
Is there a guy on that offensive line that you've matched up with and maybe he's kind of coached you a little bit, giving you some tips and that you can kind of bounce things off of as a pass rusher or anything like that?
Yeah. First, Larry has, Pete has. The first day I was asking Eason, like, first day of training camp, what I could do on pass rush and stuff, like stuff he saw. So, I mean, they all, like, it's a great culture here. I'm very thankful for this, to being a part of this team, like, rookie year. It's a great culture.
It's been that way for quite some time. You're not the first one to say that. There's a lot of players that have said just that. Shai Tuttle here on the American Bank and Trust show here on Player Show. Excuse me. At Hooters on Vets and Metairie. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Shai, a buddy of mine, just sent me over a text with a picture of his son, Brandon, who plays up there in Tennessee. Buddy Mishu, his dad, sent me over that picture. You recognize that face,
yeah,
huh?
That's Brandon. That name.
Yeah. You guys talk?
Yeah, you know, when I was there, I mean, I still keep in touch a little bit, but, yeah, he's a good guy.
Around campus, how much do you see Peyton Manning up there?
A lot. He came back a lot, actually. One of the he was back a lot, very involved around the school and stuff, football program. So he in Tennessee heavy. That's a legend, Tennessee legend. So
you have your answer for the most serious personality in the D-line group. Who is it?
It's Trey.
Not surprising. If you ever interviewed Trey Hendrickson, you can tell the dude's super intense. There's not a whole lot of smiles going on. You know what I mean? Have you seen him smile?
I saw him smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his humor? Is he kind of like dry humor?
Nah, he's a cool guy. He's a funny guy.
Shai, if I went in your phone, what would be the top played song?
I don't know. Let me look through my playlist real quick.
I've
been listening to a little bit of old school. Like, I like The Weeknd. But okay, as far as old school, I listen to a little bit of Erykah Badu, a little bit of Maxwell, you know. Shoot. A little bit of everything, I like to think. I don't listen to country music, but
it's all right. It's your choice.
Yeah. You know,
that's pre-game wise, is there a song that gets you amped? He cocks his head to the left. I think I got a good answer going.
You know, it's a little – listen to rap, some stuff. Lately, I've been listening to a little bit of gospel. I play on Sundays, so that's new. So start my morning off with a little bit of gospel.
Are you pretty devout? Are you pretty religious?
I mean, my mom made me go to church when I was little and stuff, and, like, started out that way. But, yeah.
Do you have any pregame superstitions?
Superstitions I'm, like, weird about, you know, because if I have a good game, I'll do it. And then say if I do it again, like, something happens, I'm like, all right, I'll throw it out the window. So, yeah.
So you don't keep it if it's not conducive to success.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Can you share one that you're currently on? Like a routine?
Yeah. I don't know if I should share it. That might mess it up.
Okay. All right. I mean, some guys put their right sock on first before they put their left sock on, that kind of thing.
I mean, mine's really just listen to, like, the songs and stuff, like, I got a few.
You're
songs
that superstitious.
Too.
You don't want to tell me because you think it'll have an impact on whether it's effective or not. I get it. I'm fine with that. Your first real game in the NFL, Houston Texans, right? What were the butterflies like? I mean, be honest.
It was Monday Night Football, crazy. It's something you really can't explain unless you're in the moment. But I was very, like, amped up. Sheldon actually had to tell me to calm down. I was, you know, celebrating with my teammates a lot, you know.
And Sheldon Rankins is about as laid back as they get, right? I would imagine he doesn't get, you know, overly excited about a whole lot. That's just how his personality is.
Nah, he get excited.
Yeah, he gets pumped for the game.
He's a funny guy. Sheldon Rankins is funny, yeah. Out of the line, Cam George is hilarious. Sheldon's hilarious. Dave. Every guy in the D-line room got a personality.
Does the D-line coach every once in a while crack a joke?
He does.
Pretty funny?
Yeah.
Ryan Nielsen?
A little bit.
What has he meant for your development so far?
A lot, actually. actually coming out of high school, he was a coach at NC State.
Yeah.
And that was a school I was considering coming out. So, I mean.
So he was familiar with you.
Yeah, yeah. We had a relationship. We had a pretty good relationship coming out, too. So just coming here, playing for him, you know, it's crazy. I appreciate him. He's a good coach.
I know you played at Tennessee, and that's a great environment. But tell me about that environment the first time you stepped on the field in the Super Bowl.
It was crazy. The fans here, I love it. I love the energy they bring. I appreciate them. And, it's something you really can't explain as far as, like, the butterflies and how you get, but, like, you definitely feed off the fans' energy, and, you know.
I bet you didn't get any fans waiting for you at Tennessee when you guys came back from a road game. You get them here. There's dozens, hundreds of them that wait for you guys. What's that like as a player, man?
It's very cool, you know. What time do you get back on Sunday, like 8? 8 o'clock,
so, roughly,
or 6. Yeah, see the fans.
I think it was like 6:37.
That's the middle of the day, you know. My mom would probably be cooking that time, so to see them out there waiting for us, that's a very cool thing. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
This is a special fan base.
Yeah,
they live for you guys.
Yeah,
would you describe it as almost college-like in terms of how much they are attached to this team?
Yeah, in a way. The city shut down on Sunday. Somebody told me, then I drove through it. But, yeah, the city shut down. So, it was all Saints.
What do you think about Teddy Bridgewater riding a bike to a game?
Oh, he did?
That's what he does. He rides
home games. I didn't know that.
Games. You didn't know that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
That's why he does the bike life.
I
mean, it is choppa, but – I mean, he rides a bike to home.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
He's probably the only NFL player that does that.
Maybe. That's pretty cool, though.
What's going through your mind when you're on that bus, you're going to a visiting stadium, and you're headed to the stadium? What you thinking about?
I'm just probably thinking about what song I'm going to play next or what song I'm going to play before the game. But, you know, I'm just getting my mind ready for the game and what I'm going to do.
How much have the veterans told you about finding a routine and establishing one and staying with it, don't deviate from it very much?
A lot, you know, like, shoot, coming in here, you know, like, you catch on to, like, the things that are said the most, you know, that are repeated, and that's one of the things, finding your routine, you know, taking care of your body, make sure you're on top of your massages, cold tub, stretch, like, do the little things, and, I mean, we got a lot of time to do it, so, I mean, I just try to take advantage of it.
Shai, you were outstanding, man. Good luck the rest of the way. All right, thanks for coming out here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate
it. The American Bank and Trust Players Show with Shai Tuttle, live at Hooters on Vets in Metairie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.